Okay. See, we get to do some fun things every now and then. Okay. Now it's time to ask Professors Benet DeBerry-Spence, Harley Johnson, and Kathy Novak to present information on diversity and inclusion perspectives from the faculty.
Thank you. Took us a little while to get up here, but thanks. Thank you, Chair Koritz and President Kleen and trustees and guests. The University Senate's conference would like to present on the topic of diversity and inclusion faculty perspectives. We focus on our system-wide strategic framework, Pillar 1, an institution of and for our students, to begin the discussion. Faculty play a key role in the framework's priorities to ensure our graduates possess cross-cultural competencies as productive citizens, to ensure that all of our students experience genuine connections with diverse communities and cultures nearby and around the world, and to identify practices that introduce global perspectives into the curricula across disciplines. A recent progress report states there are more than 120 programs serving underrepresented students in the U of I system. In the recruitment and retention of African American students when compared to our peer group institutions, Urbana ranks number one, Springfield two, and Chicago five. For Hispanic, Latino, and Latina students, the U of I system graduates 4 of every 10, or 43% of the Illinois population for this group. While diversity has different meanings in different contexts, as faculty we view it not only as numbers, but also as inclusiveness. Through the everyday practice, occurrence, and climate of our university communities and classrooms. So given the limitations of our presentation, what follows is a mere snapshot of our academic role on the topic. UIS offers a number of programs to better serve and promote people of all people and cultures. Among these, the Diversity Center offers numerous resources, including a training program called Safe Zone. Trained members commit to supporting a campus climate that is a safe space free from homophobia, heterosexism, and transphobia. Since its inception, the program continues to grow and has now trained hundreds of UIS faculty, students, and staff. UIS also requires students to complete a series of engaged citizenship common experience courses, popularly known as ECHE. They're called ECHE courses here. The curricular intent and desired outcomes of these courses are as summarized, and I'd like to just get this all up on the screen quickly. These are general education requirements in which students take 10 credit hours in each of the following areas of U.S. communities, global awareness, a speaker series, and an engagement experience offering options like internships, service learning, and study abroad. In one example, Associate Professor of Political Science Ali Nizamuddin teaches several ECHE courses, among them Comparative Political Cultures and What is Power. In the classroom, Dr. Nizamuddin relies on the different perspectives of his students to generate strong debate. As a professor who is himself visually impaired, he points out to students that people with disabilities are the largest minority group in the United States. Professor Nizamuddin is also the president of the Islamic Society of Greater Springfield. In the classroom, he openly embraces those opinions that may be construed as oppositional. Everyone must learn the etiquette of disagreement, and with that, the requirement for respect. He says that the smaller campus community at UIS offers an intimate space for students to comfortably review and challenge preconceived notions. Each semester, faculty offer over 100 sections of ECHE courses distinctly designed to encourage social responsibility, awareness and respect for diverse cultures and people, and open-minded ethical decision-making and action. I'm ready.
Ready? All right, good morning. At UIC, boy, this is very tall here. Maybe I'll scoot over here a little bit. At UIC, as one of the most diverse public research institutions in the world, really, UIC honors diversity and inclusion in its mission, not only and through the practices and policies that we implement and embody, but also in our faculty representation. If we look here, I'll read just a little bit here for folks that are towards the back. The purple bar here reflects national degree granting institutions. The green bar are those institutions who would be more similar to UIC in the sense that they are the national highest research activity universities. And the red bar being UIC, we see that UIC bodes very well in terms of underrepresented faculty at all levels, the non-track, tenure track, and tenured faculty. When we take a little closer look, it's important to also look at how we bode relative to faculty as underrepresented faculty compared with the undergraduates that we serve as well. And we see there here we have some opportunities for growth. There's some potential disparities there. So, for example, we have Latina, Latino, Hispanic undergraduate students. We have 31%, but we have only 5% here. Of Latino faculty. And so there's certainly a gap there, and we have a significant opportunity to grow there, and that's where additional resources will allow us to be more competitive in the marketplace as we work to recruit and hire and retain those faculty. That said, we are very, very proud of the ways in which our current faculty are helping us to realize our diversity and inclusion mission. A great example is this year's achievement of receiving a $5.3 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education as a Hispanic-serving institution related to STEM. A key player in making that happen was Professor, Principal Investigator and Associate Professor Dr. Alfonso. One of the things that Dr. Alfonso reminds us of on a regular basis is that in the U.S., Hispanic, Latino, Latina population represents 15% of the. Sorry, getting a little back of the population, and yet comprises only 6% of the STEM workforce. So this grant is an outstanding opportunity that we're really, really excited about to begin to bridge that grant. But it will bridge that gap. It will allow our faculty to work more closely in preparing, positioning our Latino students for success in there, especially over the next decade, as it's anticipated that there will be over 1 million new positions in STEM-related fields. UIC faculty are also helping us to achieve realize our diversity inclusion mission through their research. Dr. Colleen noted earlier, Dr. Damiano Rondell and his work with the sickle cell anemia. As many of you know, sickle cell anemia affects 1 in 500 African Americans, and so it has a significant impact on the populations and the communities to which UIC is situated and that we serve in communities around the world. So it's a great example of our diversity in action, really. And on a day-to-day basis, we also implicate our diversity mission through a series of speaker events and talks, as well as forums that we regularly host. This is one such example that was hosted by the Department of Hispanic Studies on bilingualism.
It's getting crowded in the corner there. Good morning, I guess almost good afternoon. I'm Harley Johnson. I'm a professor of mechanical engineering in Urbana. I'm a member of the University Senate's conference, and I've also worked on a number of diversity issues in my department and on up to the university level. At Urbana, as at the other universities, inclusion is a core value, and our faculty are very deeply committed to fostering and supporting diversity. The university-wide external review of diversity programming that Chancellor Jones recently commissioned highlighted the tremendous engagement of the faculty, and I wanted to share with you just a few ways that our faculty are making a difference on our campus. So first, shown here is news on what we call the U.S. Minority Studies Requirement. So beginning in fall 2018, Urbana will add a course in U.S. Minority Studies as part of our general education requirements of all students. And this new requirement was spearheaded by a group of faculty serving on our Committee on Race and Ethnicity, we call it CORE. A few of our peer institutions have instituted similar requirements in the last couple of years, and one study of student learning outcomes from ethnic studies requirements found that students were more likely to think about ethnic diversity and the experiences of different ethnic groups after taking such a course. And they're also more likely to talk to their friends about diversity, to seek information, and to interact with people outside of their own racial or ethnic group. So the head of the Department of African American Studies and the chairman of this Committee on Race and Ethnicity, who proposed the course offering, Dr. Ron Bailey, who's shown here, sees the possibilities of faculty across disciplines creating similar courses addressing minority cultures, and I've talked to him about bridging humanities and STEM disciplines as well. Courses like this prepare students for cultural competence in understanding others and in understanding themselves. And from Dr. Bailey's perspective, as he put it, this is an attempt to continue the process of fine-tuning what we do and what our students have access to. Another area that I'd like to highlight is diversity training for UIUC faculty search committees. So over the last 2 years, as a result of a faculty-led initiative, we've implemented significant, you might call it training, for members of faculty search committees, recognizing that we need to do a better job recruiting faculty members from underrepresented groups. And the DRIVE committee, chaired by Professor Wendy Heller, who's shown on the slide here, she's also the head of the psychology department, has worked with our Office of Diversity, Equity, and Access to implement a two-tiered kind of approach to this. First, all members of faculty search committees are required to complete an online training course prior to the start of any search, and actually the search won't start until everyone's done their training. And second, the search committee chairs and designated diversity advocate members from each committee are encouraged to attend training workshops that gets into greater detail. And the training, both the online training and the workshops, focus on three areas. One, building a diverse applicant pool. Second is avoiding unconscious bias in evaluating candidates, and this is very important. And third is sort of goes through other tips that we need for successful searches. The last example I want to highlight is the Dean's Diversity Seminar Series. This is out of the College of Education, headed by Interim Dean James Anderson. So this seminar series was begun just this year. Dean Anderson initiated this series for all members of the campus community, including faculty, staff, and students, as well as members of the community. And the series features distinguished lecturers from around the country who speak on a variety of topics, including a topic shown here on Latino-Latina educational pathways. There are a number of talks in the series. I've shown a few of the speakers here, 7 seminars this year. They focus on topics such as compositional diversity, scholar activism, leadership opportunities for diverse faculty. Some of the seminars addressed inequities, biases, and microaggressions that affect our campus climate. The seminars were co-sponsored by the Office of the Provost and the Office of Community College Research and Leadership. And Dean Anderson, Jim, was very excited to tell me the other day that video recordings of all 7 lectures are available online, so you can find them on YouTube. And one of the seminars has been viewed more than 1,200 times. I looked it up last night. I was amazed. So it's getting exposure in a lot of ways. So just to conclude, we wanted to just mention some opportunities and challenges that we see from our perspective as faculty of the system. So we believe that as an institution, we need to certainly monitor and improve our climate of inclusion. We see a need for some form of system-wide diversity training. Certainly we have aspects of that already. We see a need to redouble our efforts to hire and retain diverse faculty. This is an important issue that's going on even now. We'd like to promote diverse faculty into senior and leadership ranks, certainly. And, of course, all of these values and ideas we believe need to be embedded in our future strategic planning. So with that, I'll just thank the respective offices and the 3 universities that helped us with preparing some of the materials for this talk, and we'd be happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. Questions, comments? Thank you very much for your presentation.